And so right now I'm talking about Splinter Orchestra, which presents Splinter Magic, a winter festival celebrating and showcasing the best of Sydney's improvised electroacoustic music. Over 2 days, audiences will be presented with a diverse range of performances, splintstallations, home-cooked meals, and heaps more. So Splinter Orchestra, who are behind the festival, are a large-scale electroacoustic improvising ensemble made up of 20-plus members from experimental, jazz, electronic, and classical scenes. So here to tell us a little bit more about everything that's going on are two splinters themselves, Solly Prank and Reese Mattelli. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry for butchering your names there.
No, that's all right.
So can you start by telling us a little bit more about the Splinter Orchestra and how you kind of came into fruition?
Whoa. Okay.
It's a big question, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Splinter Orchestra's been around for like nearly 20 years, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. But it started off with two members, Claire Cooper and Clayton Thomas, and they got together and it's had lots of different members throughout the times. Yeah, it's just a large, as you said, improvising orchestra, and we get together every Sunday and full of improvisers and other experimental artists, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I joined 2 years ago. 2 years ago, yeah. And it's sort of, it's interesting watching how people come and go and people move overseas and then come back. And so it's this sort of amorphous thing that is growing and
yes.
and then shrinking and then growing and
yeah,
people
yeah.
are coming and going. So it's a sort of ever-evolving aesthetic as well.
So obviously you're both musicians. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you guys play individually?
Yeah. Well, I'm originally a clarinetist, but I guess Splinter brings out all the weirdest parts of any instrument, and so I kind of have appendages I add to the clarinet. I also play with all sorts of like little electronic things as well. So that's me. What about you, Reese?
Yeah, I'm a trained guitarist, but I still play some guitar things, and I use preparations, which is like putting weird thing like metal objects through the strings, or I use, you know, cello bows or lots of strange stuff. And I also play woodwind instruments, so also clarinet or similar things. Yeah.
So the orchestra sounds like an amazing network. Do you like to what extent do you think being a part of it has influenced your practice as musicians? It sounds like kind of a large degree for you, Solly, but
I guess it's as much a kind of social ecosystem as a musical ecosystem. And so the people I've met through Splinter have really informed my way of making art. Meeting people of all sorts of ages and backgrounds, because I guess I come from a more like classical background, but a lot of people come from no musical background
or a
musical background that is not traditional at all. And so it's really expanded my notions of music and what it can be.
Yeah.
And certainly, yeah, and on a kind of deeply aesthetic level as well, because you've got 20 people or more than 20 people improvising at once, it's a lot about sensitivity and playing in a way that facilitates other people also playing, not trampling on anyone's toes musically. So that's kind of a nice philosophy to take into it, but also maybe a philosophy you can leave behind when you're not playing with Splinter. So, yeah.
It sounds like, to someone who's not a musician, a logistical nightmare. I'm like, I cannot imagine. But yeah, I love that idea of sensitivity informing how you play together. So onto the festival, broadly speaking, what kind of can audiences expect? Because it's a huge lineup occurring over a couple of days. Can you maybe talk me through your curatorial focus in getting together these artists, what your intentions there?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the musicians in this are also a part of Splinter or were a part of it, or there's also people who aren't a part of Splinter but in the Sydney improvising experimental scene and who are just all friends of ours anyway. But essentially, like, we started off, we just wanted to put on a nice festival where we would play anyway, and then kind of went from there. A few of us curating it.
I think it's also to do with the space itself as well, Tempe Jets.
Yeah, I'm really interested in what that is.
I guess I think that was the kind of the seed for the idea, wasn't
true.
It? That someone said, why don't you do a festival here?
Yeah.
I mean, there's gigs on every few weeks there, but the idea of doing a festival was something new. And so we want to use the whole space, this whole abandoned sports club.
Can you describe the location in a little bit more detail?
So if you know Tempe, it's kind of the ungentrified part of the inner
west.
Yeah,
definitely.
And Tempe Jets definitely feels like that. It's an old sports club that was abandoned and then was destined for the Bulldozers originally, but Brand X, who's an arts organization, they stepped in and said, why don't we turn this into a rehearsal space / art space? When was that? 2014, I think.
Yeah. Something like that.
And so it's this abandoned sports club that has now been turned into an art space, and it's still a little bit dilapidated, but it's got a lot of character.
Yeah, it's really nice.
On your event photo for the festival, there's, it's like a screenshot of, I think, maybe probably like Google Maps or something.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, and it kind of so is there a road, or I'm trying to describe it to listeners. There's a photo, and there's like the snaking kind of road, and then like a little arrow being like, here.
Yeah.
So what is...
It's pretty, it can be a bit discreet. But it's just off the main highway. What is that? Princess Highway. Princess Highway.
But is that like a track or something inside? No. Does it just look like... Do you know what I mean?
That's the... there's like these little... There's every few weeks... Well, I don't know how often they do it, but there's these guys who come here with remote control cars.
Oh,
yeah.
And they go...
Yeah.
They're
actually on our other poster.
That's so cool.
We may have used them. Sorry, guys.
So, as you mentioned, you kind of wanted to incorporate the location as much as part of the festival. So how exactly have you done that, or your intentions in doing that?
Well, I mean, we've got these splinstallations, which are kind of I guess mechanized versions of us, and so they're like self-sounding apparatuses, and they will be spread throughout the venue, but also performances will take place all across the venue, like outdoors. There's a big field outside. It's full of weeds. Sorry, I'm not really painting a very nice picture of this place.
Yeah, it sounds magical.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like we've kind of been trying to activate all parts of the venue.
I'm interested a little bit. Can you perhaps give me a little bit more detail on who made the splinstallations? And so they function on their own?
Just different members of the orchestra are making our own. So they're just essentially sound installations. So they could be just, I don't know, beeping things or...
I think there's a lot of kinetic type sculptures.
True.
So,
yeah.
Things like that spin with instruments on there that are then hit other things, and they're kind of creating this endless loop of similar but never the same sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Great. And so there's obviously a lot going on. There's a huge community at the root of this whole festival. How are you hoping audiences respond to the lineup, and what are you hoping they kind of get out of attending Splinter Magic?
I hope they like it.
It's a good place to start.
I don't know. Would you?
Well, I feel like it's as much about the music as the community itself. The thing about the experimental music scene is the people who go to the gigs are the musicians themselves, like other musicians from the same scene. And so I guess it's about celebrating the scene that exists.
Are you hoping to kind of reach people outside of the scene as well?
Well, hopefully. That's what we're kind
I guess
of
that's,
to
that's
do.
The challenge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what, creating a festival is good for, as opposed to just your weekly Splinter Orchestra
Definitely.
Thing. Yeah. So would you encourage people like me who aren't musical to get involved? Because as you mentioned, in the orchestra, there's not everyone's musicians, right?
Exactly, yeah. No, please, come along.
Okay.
There's lots of good music that would be crowd participatory. I can't pronounce that word.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, but then there's also lots of different types of things and interesting things to watch besides just the music as well, that everyone can get into, or it might not be too intense, or,
Yeah, it's a pretty varied lineup.
Yeah.
It's not just kind of improvised experimental music. Because the Splinter Orchestra straddles so many different scenes in terms of its members,
something for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The lineup does include things like the Prophets, who are this kind of... Do you want to explain the Prophets? You're the Prophets.
It's quite theatrical.
Yeah.
I've seen
quite
they've
spectacle.
Got masks.
Yeah. Wearing masks and playing also just... DIY kind of instruments and stuff like that. But there's also dancing or other kind of theatrics to it as well. And
groovy. It's really
and very
groovy.
Dancey.
Great. Yeah. Well, it sounds like there is definitely something for everyone.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. We'll see you all at Splinter Magic.
Yay.